What's going on, everyone? This is Ben with the Court of Nerds. We're going to get back to normal this week, and by normal, I mean wrestling. And not just any wrestling talk. Royal Rumble. I'm going to go through the card, match by match, and of course, I'm going to go through the Royal Rumble match. There's 22 men announced. I'm going to go through possible surprise entrants, those other eight people that are going to be filling those spots, who I think's going to win. Just predictions like that. We're going to go through the card. We're going to break it down intricately, delicately, and lovingly. So let's get into it. We've got the Tag Team Championship match between Cesaro and Sheamus versus Gallows and Anderson. That's on the kickoff show. Man, this one's hard. I don't think that Sheamus and Cesaro are going to lose this match. I mean, they might. I would understand if they did, you know. It was a way to break up the New Day and not have them drop it to Gallows and Anderson because that's a potential New Day take the belt back feud there. We don't want to get into that, but the win the other night when Sheamus hit the referee and they took away the championship win for Anderson and Gallows kind of gave me a feeling like, okay, I think WWE and Monday Night Raw's creative team are finally taking these guys serious. That said, Cesaro and Sheamus retain. If they're going to do that feud, it is not going to be right now. Moving on, we've got Nia Jax, Sasha Banks. I think Nia needs a win like this against a name like that. So I think Nia Jax takes this one. They've really played up Sasha's knee injury. So, you know, there's a way to dampen the win if you want to look at it that way. It's not going to take a lot away from Sasha Banks' character or her place on the card if she drops one to Nia Jax on the kickoff show for the Rumble with a storyline banged up knee. So I'll go Nia Jax. And then, goodness, I didn't know. I forgot about this one. The six-woman tag match. It's Alexa Bliss, Mickie James, and Natalya versus Becky Lynch, Nikki Bella, and Naomi. I do not think Mickie James loses in her WWE pay-per-view return. Bliss, James, Natalya get the win in that one. I'm really interested to see where the Becky Lynch, Mickie James aspect of this feud goes. Because right now it's a clear Alexa Bliss, Becky Lynch feud for the title still. But Mickie James is kind of in the picture. So this is an opportunity to... Yeah, Becky Lynch and Mickie James, that's a fun matchup. I feel like they match up really well. This would be some good matches. So hopefully that's where they're going here. I'm really hoping that is what I want to see out of this match, is Becky Lynch and Mickie James. So that's where they should look, but I do not think Mickie James loses her return. That would seem odd. She lost her return at NXT TakeOver Toronto. I do not think she loses another pay-per-view. You know, you want to build this character. She's been gone for a while. You have to kind of rebuild this character and a lot of the new, fresh eyes, and this is how you start. Let her get a pin. We got the Rich Swann Neville Cruiserweight Championship match. There is no way that Neville loses this match. They are building something for him going into WrestleMania. They're trying to build this 205 Live show. They need someone like Neville. It's smart. His character is over. He's kicking ass. He's great as this bad guy. Yep. Do that. Please do that. Neville. Sorry, Rich Swann. You're great. You've got a spot in this company. But this is Neville's show, and they got to give him the keys to run. And they got to... I've said this before. I'm just going to sneak it in really quick. Start doing 205 Live at the NXT Arena. Record that stuff. The crowds in those big arenas are killing the show. That's where the problem is. It's not in the quality of the matches. It's the arena you're forcing it into. Moving on. Sorry. Charlotte Flair and Bayley for the Raw Women's Championship. Charlotte will remain undefeated on pay-per-view defending her title. She's not going to lose this match. I don't think this feud's going anywhere. I could see this feud and the Nia Jax Sasha Banks feud kind of meshing together around WrestleMania. But, Charlotte and Bayley, I hope they give them time. They deserve some time. Bayley deserves some time in a big match like this, on a pay-per-view like this. The Royal Rumble, that's great. But Charlotte's going to win this match. So look for that to happen at WrestleMania. Charlotte is this company's top woman right now, and I think they're going to continue to bill her as that. Oh boy, Kevin Owens and Roman Reigns, no disqualification for the WWE Universal Championship. Chris Jericho is going to be above the ring in the shark cage. I don't know. I would love to see Kevin Owens get this win. I think he deserves... I don't know. I think Roman Reigns is going to win this match. I don't think he should, and I do not think this is the place for it, but I think Roman Reigns wins this match. I think they're going to somehow kick... They're going to have take the belt off of Owens, get him out of that title picture, and have an Owens-Jericho feud. Like, that's my gut feeling. I'm terrified of that because I think that's the opposite direction where they should go, and I'll get to that a little bit later. But I would love to see Kevin Owens retain. He deserves a win like this. They have not booked him as a strong champion very much, but this is an opportunity to do it. But it's Roman Reigns, and I think they want to... Goodness gracious, I think they want to do this again. It's like the Royal Rumble is like the new calendar every year for WWE. Like, hey, let's try that Roman Reigns guy again, right? Yep. Let's do that. What are those noises coming from the crowd? Yeah. Okay. So that's where I'm at on that match. I'm terrified of that match because I've got nothing against Roman Reigns. I love his in-ring work. He's got some character issues, I think. I mean, his character has some issues in my eyes, I think. But, yeah, this isn't the spot for it. I don't think I want to see Roman not get repackaged, but I think I'd like to see his character get a little edgier, you know? He's just got that look, the black vest, the entrance, the music, the soaking wet hair all the time. Like, that's a... Give him a shot as a bad guy. He's hardcore, he's intense, and I think this... If you're going to restart the Roman calendar, then do it on his character and not just by forcing him into the spotlight again. All right, moving on out of that. AJ Styles, John Cena for the WWE Championship. This is just a singles match. AJ Styles is going to win this match, and I think that's the right move. If you're going to, and Cena's going to get the belt sometime because he's going to get that record, do it that at a WrestleMania. Seriously. What should be the focus right now for John Cena is getting him into a feud with The Undertaker. Do not miss this opportunity. These guys are... Undertaker's getting really old. John Cena's getting up there and is acting and doing a lot more things now. And I know he doesn't seem like the guy that would cut tail and bail, but... Do it. Please, Cena, Undertaker, the fans deserve that. They could still pull one hell of a match off if given the chance, and I want that to be the focus for John Cena right now and not the championship. John Cena can help this company in so many other ways. No one in the company can help this company as much as John Cena with or without the belt. And I do mean that, so that's why he's always an intriguing champion, of course, going on a WrestleMania season, but you could put Cena Undertaker on last, and I think people would respect it as the main event, even if it wasn't for the belt, and I mean that. But yeah, I think AJ Styles wins. I think that's the right move. That just leaves you with so many options because don't forget that Elimination Chamber and the WWE Championship will be defended at Elimination Chamber in 2 weeks. So keep that in mind. And then we've got the Royal Rumble match. Oh my goodness. There's two guys I've got a weird feeling about, and I've said The Miz from... couple months ago on the Geeks Talk Wrestling podcast with Austin of the Geekiverse. Check that out. That's at thegeekiverse.com and that's at thecourtofnerds.com. I said The Miz. I said The Miz and Sami Zayn there, and I went with The Miz as my pick. I'm sticking to Miz as my pick, but I'm changing my secondary gut feeling kind of, ooh, I could see that, from Sami Zayn to Chris Jericho. The Royal Rumble is one of the few things that Jericho has never done. He just won the United States Championship, which was something that he had previously never done. He's getting older in age, but he still got it. Obviously, he still got it. If you have Chris Jericho win the Royal Rumble, that's how you create this Owens-Jericho feud. Do like a funnier version of the Batista-Triple H storyline leading into WrestleMania. Like, is Jericho going to challenge for the SmackDown title, or is he going to challenge for the Raw title? I should say, I'm not sure... I remember in the last brand extension, you could pick what title you wanted to go for. I feel like that has not been made clear this year yet. If it has, I'm sorry, I'm dumb. But if it hasn't, I wouldn't be shocked to see them do that this year. Maybe they want to control the roster via the draft only. But let's just go with the thought that there could be a solid storyline of Jericho and Owens if Jericho wins the Rumble and Owens is still the champion. That's great. And I'd like Chris Jericho deserves a Royal Rumble win. not just because of his legendary status in the company and what he's done for decades upon decades and reinvented himself more than anyone. He deserves this for his work in this last year. So I think that'd be a good pick, but I'm going to stick with The Miz. The Miz has just been fantastic. 2016 was great for The Miz. The draft and the brand extension was great for The Miz, and he has taken every... Oh, he's just grabbed every opportunity and ran with it. And props to him. He's awesome. He is the best heel in the company. And I said this on the Geekiverse podcast that I mentioned earlier, was that if you want to try and get Roman Reigns over as a babyface and you're just so set on getting Roman over as a babyface, get him with The Miz somehow. So there's my... There, I should have said that at the beginning of the podcast that I will... I do not think this is going to happen, but I will take like one shot out of left field, full count, bases loaded, swing. Roman beats Owens for the championship. Miz wins the Rumble, challenges Reigns at WrestleMania. I mean, the crowd's going to cheer for Reigns. That's crazy. My brain's just going crazy because I don't know what's going to happen in this Royal Rumble, and I think that's what's happened. Look at my picks. The Miz and Chris Jericho? That's awesome. There are so many ways it could go. You have to think about Goldberg. You have to think about Brock Lesnar. You have to think about The Undertaker. And then you got the dark horses like Dean Ambrose. He was the champ just a couple months ago. You got Braun Strowman. Seriously, Sami Zayn is still up there. Randy Orton, Bray Wyatt. Those are realistic choices. Those are very realistic choices. Brock Lesnar, Goldberg, Undertaker. What the heck's going to happen there? Are we going to see Undertaker? I don't even know. Where are they going with Undertaker? I hope John Cena, but they're being weird about Undertaker, Roman Reigns, and I'm seeing that on the web a lot lately, is talking Reigns, Undertaker. I think even Wrestling Newsletter, Observer, whatever, Dave Meltzer, he had something out there about a report that plans were in place for Reigns and Undertaker, I think it was. Maybe I'm crazy, but I think that sucks. So that's how I feel about Reigns and Undertaker. So that sucks. Brock Lesnar, Goldberg, I don't think either one of those guys wins the Rumble. Would not shock me, but I do not think that they win the Rumble just because that feud's... That's like what I said about John Cena earlier. You don't need a Rumble win or a title on either one of those guys to hype up a match, but... Doesn't hurt either. This is something that Goldberg hasn't done before. So, I mean, that always plays a factor. And the Brock factor, I mean, goodness. You can't ever bet against Brock. Huh. Yeah, this is, I was talking with Drew earlier in the week. This is just one of those rumbles where it's like, I don't know what's going to happen at all. I'm looking forward to it. Royal Rumble, special start time at 7 p.m. on the WWE Network. Sunday, January 29th. I'm going to get out of here. NXT starts in about 25 minutes. I'm looking forward to that. I'll run through some predictions real quick on that. I think Roderick Strong beats Cien Almas. I think Ty Dillinger gets a big win against Eric Young. I think Asuka, started reading before I started thinking. Asuka defends her women's championship all day. Depressing one right here. I think Authors of Pain take the belts from DIY. DIY was a good way to get the belts off the Revival. Give two guys that deserve the belts a little reign with them. I mean, DIY is not going anywhere, but I think it's pretty clear that NXT and WWE have big plans for Authors of Pain. I hope they have just as big plans for Gargano and Ciampa, but we'll see. I have the gut feeling Authors of Pain take this one. And then Bobby Roode and Nakamura. Nakamura is going to retain that belt. And if he doesn't retain that belt, start ringing the goddamn bells that Nakamura is coming up to the main roster. Because that is it would just be weird. This is going to be a fun match. This is such a weird match to think about. What an interesting matchup. Bobby Roode and Shinsuke Nakamura. I think that match is going to get some time because this card's a little weaker. I'm not just saying that because I got to drink in NXT TakeOver Toronto in person. I am saying that because I'm recording a podcast 15 minutes before it, so I'm obviously not hyped up. I'll watch the other matches that I probably miss on my drive back to my house after shutting this down, but this card's a little down, and I think that it's got to play to its bright spots, and its bright spots is that main event, because that's one hell of a main event. Rude, Nakamura, go watch it. If you listen to this and you haven't seen it, go watch it. I'll be back next week. We'll break down Royal Rumble, Takeover, Fallout. Oh, we're going to have so much juicy stuff. Yeah, thanks again. Ben, Court of Nerds, thecourtofnerds.com. Find us on Facebook, Court of Nerds. On Twitter, The Court of Nerds. Find us on Christian Mingle, Farmers Only, Where Black People Meet. We're on there, The Court of Nerds.